Good morning, I'm Bill Radke. Microsoft may have found a way to pull ahead of the Sony PlayStation in China. Microsoft partnered this week with a Chinese business to bring its Xbox One gaming console out of the black market and into Chinese stores. Now, China had banned gaming consoles for 14 years because of concerns about violent content and the potential for moral decay. From the Seattle-based technology site GeekWire, Todd Bishop told KUOW's Jamala Henderson what has changed in China.
China last year established an expanded free trade zone in Shanghai, and this allowed not only Microsoft, but potentially down the road Nintendo and Sony to come in and market their consoles in the country as long as they had some element of operations inside this free trade zone. And so Microsoft jumped on this right away. The Xbox Group, when China announced that change, formed a joint venture with a company in China called Best TV New Media, and then just sort of rolled it out from there.
So the ban on gaming consoles was lifted, and they got in right away. But what are the challenges that Microsoft faces with getting the Xbox into the hands of Chinese gamers?
There's a few challenges. The first is the fact that there are still some pretty heavy-handed censorship rules in China. So it's not a situation where Microsoft can just go in and automatically bring its blockbuster titles along with the console. You'll notice that in Microsoft's announcement, they focused heavily on family gaming, the ability for the Kinect sensor with the Xbox One to enable exercise. So some really wholesome activities that they were focusing on. You know, they were not touting the next great first-person shooter, and there's a reason for that, and it's because of the heavy censorship in China. Another big challenge is that PCs and mobile devices, in the absence of consoles in China, have become very popular venues for gaming, and so a lot of habits have been created. People there are gaming on their smartphones, and it's going to be a bit of a challenge for Microsoft to essentially create a new habit, a new console habit, in families in China.
So it seems like if there's a race to get into the Chinese market, that Microsoft is pretty much first out of the gate. Do you know what the status of Sony and Nintendo's ability to get their consoles into the Chinese gaming market is at this point?
Yeah, so Sony right now is really the most direct competitor to the Xbox One. These are the two companies that are going after a very similar market. Sony has created a group that is starting to move into China, or at least explore the idea of moving into China. Microsoft does seem to be well ahead at this point, and this partnership with Best TV New Media, which is the subsidiary of Shanghai Media Group, this partnership seems to have given Microsoft something of an inside edge.
So how will industry watchers like yourself know that this is actually going well or not for these companies?
Yeah, so we can essentially reverse engineer it. Microsoft releases its overall console sales statistics worldwide, and then we can also figure out how much Microsoft sells in the U.S. and in Europe to a certain extent. So if we start to see Microsoft sales in Asia really take off over the next few years, then we'll know that China is having an impact, and the company will talk about it.
Todd Bishop from the Seattle-based technology site GeekWire, talking with KUOW's Jamala Henderson. Bishop is guessing that Microsoft aims to sell a few hundred thousand Xboxes in China in the first year. That's compared to the millions of Xbox consoles sold every year around this world.